September 6th, Donald Trump's intervention over altered party records. And Rubio says solid Iran deal may come on today. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. President Hagainde Hichilema has called on all citizens to fight for socio-economic freedom as the country commemorates Africa Freedom Day. Speaking on the sidelines of the Africa Freedom Day commemoration at the Freedom Statue, President Hichilema said freedom fighters delivered independence for Zambia and urged citizens to actively participate in attaining economic freedom. President Hichilema, who arrived at the statue at 09:19, was accompanied by Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa, foreign dignitaries, service chiefs, freedom fighters and senior government officials during a solemn wreath-laying ceremony at the Freedom Statue.
Generation has a responsibility. So we say happy Africa Freedom Day. Freedom for Africa, for all of us. Every generation has a responsibility. The responsibility of the generation of that time was to deliver political independent freedom. The responsibility of this generation, whether ruling or opposition, is to deliver economic development. Seek ye economic development, faster economic development, other things will fall in place, such as what? Jobs for the youthful population, business opportunities for them.
And delivering the homely Zambia Air Force Director General Chaplaincy Colonel Reverend Judith Mutale, who preached from Revelation 21, verse 1 to 2, called on the nation to embrace peace, true love, and unity in order to achieve the country's goals. Meanwhile, Tonse Pamoze Alliance presidential candidate Brian Mundubile has expressed concern over the shrinking democratic space in the country and lack of freedom of expression. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Mundubile said the nation should remain free and that citizens should not fear criticizing the ruling government.
What becomes of freedom when the light itself begins to dim? Dim by hardship, dim by division, dim by shrinking democratic space, dimmed by the slow erosion of constitutional order. And on this African Freedom Day, we must speak honestly, because a nation does not defend freedom through silence. What freedom do we celebrate when the constitution itself is violated? What freedom survives when constitutionalism is wounded through the illegal and deeply contested Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 7? When
the opposition Patriots for Economic Progress says it has written to the United States President Donald Trump seeking his intervention in the manner in which the party's records were altered at the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security. Party President Sean Temple says the alteration of the party records from a political party to a church organization and the redesignation of office bearers has prevented the party from participating in the forthcoming general elections. He said by seeking Mr. Trump's intervention, the U.S. president could engage President Hagainde Hichilema to ensure that the party records are restored and that nominations are enabled. Mr. Temple says the decision to change the party records has disenfranchised over 167 aspiring members of parliament, 50 council chairpersons, 4 mayors and 950 councillors. He has expressed hope that the matter will be addressed and that the party will be allowed to participate in the elections.
Our writing to the U.S. president is because we are cognizant of the fact that he is the most powerful man in the world, and he also believes in the ideals of democracy. And we believe that our writing to him seeking his intervention may make it possible for him to speak to his brother, the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, so that he can restore our party records to what they were, and that our nomination can be enabled for ourselves as presidential candidates, and also for 167 members of parliament, more than 50 council chairpersons, 4 mayors across the country, as well as more than 950 councillors across the country.
Police in Chavuma district have arrested former Chavuma Member of Parliament Victor Lumai for the offence of going armed in public, contrary to the Penal Code of the North of Zambia. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawi said Mr. Lumai was apprehended yesterday around 17:30 hours in Chavuma district. Mr. Chilawi said it is alleged that on May 20th, 2026, around 8:30 hours, at the Chavuma District Council offices, which were being used as a nomination center for the Chavuma Parliamentary Constituency, the suspect entered the premises while armed with a firearm without lawful authority, causing fear and alarm among members of the public. He said police recovered one Taurus pistol and 14 rounds of ammunition from the suspect. Mr. Chilawi has added that the suspect remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon. Meanwhile, in a separate but related incident, police in Kalumbila district arrested Redson Sisala, aged 45, of Kalumbila, for going armed in public, contrary to the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilawi said the incident occurred on May 21st, 2026, between 13:30 and 14 hours at Kalumbila Town Council Civic Center, which was being used as a nomination center for the parliamentary and mayoral candidates.
It is alleged that on May 20, 2026, around 08:30 hours, at the Chavuma District Council offices, which were being used as nomination center for Chavuma Parliamentary Constituency, the suspect entered the premises while armed with a firearm without lawful authority, causing fear and alarm among members of the public. Police recovered one Taurus pistol and 14 rounds of ammunition from the suspect. The suspect remains in custody and is expected to appear in court soon. In a separate but related incident, police in Kalumbira district arrested Redson Sisala, age 45, of Kalumbira, for going armed in public, contrary to section 84 of the Penal Code, chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The suspect was found in possession of 9mm Gerson pistol and 10 rounds of ammunition.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukosa is in Congo, Brazzaville, leading a Zambian delegation to the 2026 annual meetings of the African Development Bank Group, AFDP, which are taking place from today, May 25th, to Friday, May 29th, 2026. He is accompanied by Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Investment, Mulele Mulele, Bank of Zambia Deputy Governor Operations, Dr. Francis Chipimo, and Bank of Zambia Director of Research, Dr. Jonathan Chipili. The annual meetings have drawn African finance ministers, central bank governors, development finance institutions, private sector leaders, multilateral agencies, and cooperating partners from across the world. The meetings are being held under the theme of Mobilizing Africa's Development Financing at Scale in a Fragmented World. Commenting on Zambia's participation, Mr. Nkulukosa said the country's presence at the meetings reflects the government's continued commitment to strengthening international cooperation, deepening engagement with development finance institutions, sustaining investor confidence, and advancing Zambia's broader economic transformation agenda. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
International news.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says U.S. and Iranian negotiators have a pretty solid thing on the table, and a deal between the two countries may be reached today. Rubio said during a visit to India that they are still a work in progress. He was speaking after President Donald Trump said he had instructed negotiators not to rush into a deal after earlier suggesting one was close. it reportedly involves a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and a plan for further negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Oil prices have plunged by about 5% in trading in Asian markets as investors pin their hopes on a deal to end the U.S. war on Iran. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, the key mediator in the conflict,